button, the button. Oh, I hit the button. I am referencing a song that probably none of you have heard. Maybe Ellie.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I'm baffled. But we are recording, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure, because if I launch into the spiel and you say, no, wait, and yeah, well.
Sure. I mean, I would say that. I definitely would say that. Just to get your reaction in the recording. Because I am a horrible goose.
Hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars with the horrible geese of Crash and Eo and Ellie, who is a stealth horrible... Yeah, honk. I was going to say a stealth horrible goose, but no. She's as horrible as everybody else. We're doing the logistics apprentices. And does someone wish to... Well, let me rephrase that in a way that I don't get my tongue tangled around my eye teeth so I can't see what I'm saying. Does someone wish to recap what happened last time?
Nobody knows.
We terrified a bunch of people, and then we put some children on a bus.
Mm-hmm.
The wheels on the bus did not go round and round because this is a space game, so it's a space bus.
We also stayed with the children until they got on the bus, and they put the wine also on the bus.
Uh-huh.
Well, by they, I mean, yeah. Antuxa and Ran.
But
and then she inflicted the children on her mother.
Her mother is bemused and has decided very definitively she is going to be delighted by all of these children. This is absolutely fascinating. She always hoped that she would get children from her child someday, but this not was like certainly this. Not what she expected, but hey.
Usually there's a little bit more... warning. Like about nine months of it.
She is probably telling all of the children that this was certainly not what she had expected, but here, come in and have some space pizza.
Oh my gosh, does Antuxa's mom have an album of baby Holovitz?
Almost certainly.
Yeah. Look, here's baby Antuxa chewing on a bone.
Here's baby Antuxa's first force lightning.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. And here's baby Antuxa chewing on the lightsaber of Exar Kun, which we only discovered last year. We don't know how this happened.
It was a replica.
Sen has seen all of these.
Yes. Yes, and took her junior apprentice home, and the parents reacted quite well to Sen. The dice never lie, and well.
We might now at this point have all the material we need for a single short.
Banter! It's not just outtakes, it's banter! Anyway, would someone like to do anything specific, or shall I recap where we left off?
By all means.
Okay. Having sent, you know, while Antux was waiting with the bus, the Ran and Sen, other two, went upstairs to poke around and have been basically breaking into offices, at least three of which have been apparently being used as bedrooms by sort of an aftermarket edition of more camp beds. Two of them have had a window that was open with curtains forming a path down so that people didn't have to drop too far and risk breaking their ankle, or at least risk so much breaking their ankle. There's always bad news with ankles sometimes. Ankles are traitors and knees are saboteurs. I typed that, but I wanted known and immortalized in the podcast. So
they're in cahoots with Funny Bones.
No. Funny Bones just think they're funny. Funny Bones are just jerks. Funny Bones are the failure mode of clever, according to Scalzi, which I cannot say on this podcast because it's a rude word. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so one of the rooms that had the window open was pretty obviously the one where the gal from last episode came down. This is a new one. Meanwhile, Sen has basically been collecting data pads that people foolishly left behind.
I am doing our job. I am finding evidence to audit these twits.
Yes, you did steal from a lot of people, but more importantly, you did not pay your income tax on your theft.
Anyway, at the moment, I am not going to throw something at you until plausibly something could happen in the time that you're giving it, so I don't know if you're going to give it enough time or not. You might not. You're in someone's, what's the right word? They're recycling, reusing, repurposing. It's now an office bedroom. It probably wasn't before. It looks like a nice place. Antux is looking at the stuff on the walls. Not on the walls, in the great big bookshelf up in that upper corner there. And discovering that they were, I believe, where's my notes? What's that? 5B. Good. I'm so glad I labeled it. Records of battles and whatnot. None particularly expensive or hard to replace, and thus probably why they were left behind. Someone probably should have poured them along in a crate, but paperwork must have gotten lost.
Question. Ran would remember this, but it's been a week, and my brain is focused on lesson plan.
Fair.
When we were talking to the teenagers who were getting on the bus, they were concerned that I think one of their number, it was one or two of them,
weren't
with them.
Correct.
What's their name?
The name that they gave, let me scroll to where my names are, because, like, heck, I remember names. Jaken.
Okay. We have not yet seen Jaken.
Correct.
So, there is a strong desire for me to auto-defenestrate myself because somebody else did, and I want to see where they went. But also, we haven't seen Jaken. And understanding that we might not ever see Jaken.
Did ask you to please leave a note of what had happened, perhaps carved into the wall with a lightsaber.
This can happen. But also, Ram would want to look at the other rooms to see if Jaken is in any of them. Trying very hard to not be seen by the three scary Sith who are going through and opening doors in creative ways.
They were allegedly off with Gents Kresh, who
Gents.
Yeah, that's what they said. So probably they're not back in hiding. Probably. You can keep poking around if you want. I did make a whole map just in case you decide to poke around. Not everything on the map may be plot relevant, however. I just wanted to make a office floor. You know,
spend some had a map-making tool.
Dungeon Draft.
Were you not going to use it?
Maps are fun.
And this is an asset, and this is an asset, and this is an asset. Was this made in Dungeon Draft?
Yes! And this is from the free pack for the shopping mall, and that's why all the droids look like mannequins. And this is the free pack from a space thing. That has crystal magic sci-fi tech, and that's where some of the speeders come from. And look, Dungeon Draft has a bunch of cool assets. I can't
not a sponsor, but Dungeon Draft, if you're listening, it's an audio format, so you can't see me holding my hand up to my head with the pinky and thumb extended. But that is what I'm
anyone
doing.
Anyone see the maps?
Nor can anyone.
Nor can
see
anyone
the maps.
But us.
Yes.
The maps weren't made for everyone. They were made for us.
I mean, if you want to put them up on your website, Crash, that would be fine. You can just grab the...
You're not going to start selling a map pack on ElizabethMcCoy.com?
Probably not. I might. I mean, if Ellie wanted to make a place for them, then I could always put them there as well. But no, I don't see any reason to sell map packs.
Anyway,
I am once
again being an agent of digressions. Yes?
Ran.
Yes?
I need you to take charge of the sack full of data pads.
Certainly. You're going to jump out the window, aren't you?
And look for security cameras, yeah.
You're going to really enjoy jumping out that window, aren't you?
Well, first I'm going to see if there are any security cameras, like, up here. Because if there are, then I'm not going to jump out the window so much as climb very carefully to the side.
Ah, I think I strained my telekinesis ability a bit recently. It couldn't be from overuse. That would be unheard of. But I won't be able to help you as much. Just a heads up. I know you're quite capable, but good to know when a safety net isn't there.
Yeah, that's fair. Thanks.
I am also walking over to the window to take a look out. But I will not auto-defenestrate currently.
Would people who are hanging their heads out the window care to make perception rolls to look for security cameras? Vision by 4? Brand, do you care to...
I have stated before that the first step to me making a perception check is finding where the perception button has gone to. It has never moved. That is irrelevant.
You're missing by 1.
Also, I am not seeing my rolls again.
Oh, I see that you missed by 1. And Tuxa has made a perception by 3. And Tuxa, are you coming and hanging your head out the window as well?
No, I'm just listening to see if Sinoni broke anything.
That's reasonable. With
also,
a lot of...
As a data point, I have switched computers entirely, and my rolls still stop showing up when Sinoni rolls.
Sen, maybe take the apostrophe out of your name again?
I don't think that's it. There's something else weird going on.
What the criff? What the criff? I'm so glad I could use Star Wars swears. What is this truck? Well, okay, and Tuxa, you made your perception by 3. At least I'm reading it out for the people who are listening, so at least there's that. With a lot of craning your head around and staring up, and up on a high corner of the building that's basically across the street, I am going to briefly activate... the one here.
Map switching powers activate. Map of the first floor.
No, map of should be reload that. No, so you people are on that. Yes. Okay. Over very far where it says office, second floor, vehicle repairs, warehouse.
First floor, perfumery, stationery, and leather goods.
Yeah, something like that. And it is a two-story building, and many of the structures around it are three or more stories. The building across the way has a covered walkway that leads, like, literally over, you know, a full story over the building that you're in currently. Up above. Above that walkway, possibly capable of seeing into the windows on it, is a security camera. If it's working or not, who knows? So I will put a little ellipse approximately there, if you see that little blue one.
It turns out it's just a small box with an LED light and a small generator powered by rainfall.
Had a little tiny water wheel on it.
Yeah. I was going to say solar power, but we have...
This is Droman Koss. What is solar power?
We have described the predominant weather of this planet many times.
The predominant way of getting local electricity in a, quote, green, unquote, fashion involves harnessing the constant lightning strikes from... the malevolent weather.
Yes, but if you're powering an LED, you just need a tiny little water wheel.
Yes, this tiny little water wheel. It has a little battery. It stores it up for when it's only humid, not raining.
I love the idea that this planet is the 180 degree opposite of a desert world, and therefore Rand has never thought of it more as home. But so we have located a camera.
Yes, I am going to activate the other map back to the lower. back to the map of the place that you were actually in. Oops, that's just for... I'll go back to the neighborhood map if you want me to.
No, this is fine.
Okay. You have located a camera, which... the place is probably patrolled occasionally by the droids that serve the purpose of walking around looking at broken windows or whatnot.
This particular neighborhood we're in implies that chances are the security cameras might not be on a network that logistics has access to.
They are probably on a laws and justice network, although logistics does tend to get its fingers into a lot of networks because laws and justice doesn't always trust technology to keep their networks up to date.
So would that be logistics bureaucracy or computer operation or electronics operation to see if there's a feed we can access that doesn't involve throwing sand at a security camera?
I'm perfectly willing to be thrown at a security camera, just so you know.
I'm exploring my options, though.
You would probably want to start with figuring out if you have a quote legitimate unquote way in, and that would be the bureaucracy. You also, I believe, have hacking, which would start getting you into the, you know, do you have illegitimate ones? Okay, you call up your, you bring your data pad up and start tapping things in. You can in fact get a whole map of the place as of the last time the map was updated. So if you want to go look at the neighborhood map, players are allowed to look at that one themselves. They ought to be. I opened it up. It's not just for me. Yes, all players can see it in navigation. So that's got all of the labels. You can dig down and, oh, look, there's the labels for where all of the cameras are supposed to be. There are kind of supposed to be more cameras in this area than you are seeing, but no one's updated this map in a while, apparently.
This is my surprised phase.
Mm-hmm. In theory, you're not supposed to be able to get into the camera feeds themselves, but you can certainly identify which camera that is, and this will give you a bonus of +2 for your computer hacking, which you just made precisely anyway, so you can crack in with a little bit of work. It doesn't take very long to the feed.
All right, Sen.
And that's where the feed should be. Yep, that sure is where a feed should be. And that's where the video should be. And
what do you think of this?
It looks like it was filmed at nighttime, and it's running through about 30 seconds of rain. And then there's a little jump, and it runs through 30 seconds of rain.
What a hack job. It would be so easy to just put a transition filter in there and make it much harder for anyone to notice where it loops. They're amateurs.
It's got the same lightning flash. That's how you can, you know, tell. It's exactly the same. It comes, you can see it in the field just barely. There's this little light thing. Zip, light, rain, 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 zip, rain, 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 zip. Oh, and there's the transition. Yeah.
I begin to doubt that tossing you at that camera would net any results other than you enjoying being tossed at a camera.
Well, I'm not expecting to get anything useful off of the camera.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that you and Intuxa have other talents, whereas I am the glass cannon.
That's also a good idea, but no, I meant something else. They're going to come back at some point.
And the camera will be functional then.
Yeah.
Is there a way to do that from our data pads now that I'm hacked in, or no?
It claims that it's functional. It's a claim that it's got a perfectly good feed that is right here, and it's nighttime and raining.
So yeah, I'm going to be going out the window.
Is there a factory reset button?
Maybe on the camera.
I think Fine. Before I go out the window, we should possibly swap to Antuxa.
Yes.
Because we've been going Antuxa on this for a bit.
What have you been up to while your compatriots are plotting things?
Oh, I've been enthralled by this book about military uniforms of the last four centuries and their effectiveness in combat.
Indeed, there is one. There's apparently a spirited debate on whether capes are appropriate for Sith in the sphere of offense or not.
Oh, why wouldn't they be? My goodness.
Something about Jedi grabbing them, or maybe not. It's, you know.
Don't be ridiculous. You can simply, you know, kill the Jedi.
That would be the theory. But it's
That's what we have lightsabers for. I don't understand why there's a debate.
Apparently there's
fair,
a debate about
it. They have them,
too. There's cape lengths, and, you know, is a short cape dignified?
Green, and green is a more peaceful color. Mine is a tasteful purple, and you too have lightsabers suited for a children's hospital.
Oh, no. Do we need that to explain the Tumblr meme?
That is a ridiculous Tumblr joke.
I mean, we didn't necessarily explain the 30-hour egg either.
It's true.
It involves a hospital floor that looks like a blood trail and someone's very optimistic picture. Assertion that red is usually a warm and positive color and that's why it was chosen, etc., etc. And, okay, yes, good point. Yes, sure, very good point. But also, it looks like someone dragged a bleeding corpse through this hallway.
They didn't make just a simple, you know, follow the red, perfectly squared off, nice little artificial line. No, they made it artistic, so it looks like a bleeding corpse got dragged through.
And this, in part, is why I, with my art education degree and certification, smiled and nodded in the classes where I was taught color theory and how emotions are conveyed through color, because also I have been taught that everyone has their own sense of aesthetics and we bring our own personal history with us. If we've ever seen a horror movie ever, that ragged trail of red on the floor is not going to be warm and inviting.
No, it is not.
And if it still is,
I'm not quite sure what your culture is like. Are you a vampire?
If it still is, you might be the reason it's there, and I would like to back away slowly now.
Yeah.
Or introduce you to Ran. I could introduce you to Ran.
Okay. Ran makes other people back away quickly. Anyway, Antuxa.
At speed.
Why would someone
do that?
Right, anyway.
Before.
Yes, that picture. Okay. Antuxa, you've been observing all of the capes and cape length and other uniforms and you could actually do something with that one over there, but, well.
Yes, I don't have anything in particular to contribute to this ongoing.
Unless you feel like touching things with your bare hands and gaining information in ways arcane and eldritch.
Well, you know how big a fan I am of taking my gloves off.
At least nothing seems like an eldritch horror here.
Seems like.
Yeah, well.
Very well.
No, you don't have to. The GM is not making you do anything. The GM has other things that she can do to throw at you people. The GM just remembered one.
I mean,
made psychometry.
A 5 and a 6 in there, but still.
But made it by 2. Made it by 2. Because when you there was a 5, a 6, and a 2. So that means that was a 13. The value of the 3d6 bell curve. Anything particular that you're psychotraumizing or...
Who uses the desk?
For a long... Well, the desk mostly remembers a in long ago image of a... probably a fairly young lord who ages through and becomes older and then vanishes, but most recently by a fairly tanned fellow with a short, neatly cropped beard, brown eyes, brown wavy hair, wearing well, peasant's clothing. Very nondescript things that you would just see in any low-end clothing store on Dromenkos. Let me just check what I gave for... Did I... Fairly average looking, but has a way of moving that commands a certain amount of... You would probably just by default tend to respect someone if you didn't know that this was someone who's been working out of a... well, squatting in the office of a Sith. The abandoned office of a Sith, mind you, but...
Okay.
A.K.A. Charisma. I gave charisma. Sometimes other people have come in and leaned their hands on the desk but and such, but they haven't really left traces.
Gotcha. Okay. I don't have a whole lot to do unless I want to split the party, so...
You can split the party. I don't mind if you split the party.
We're about to split the party. I'm going to throw a Sen.
Out a window. Your junior apprentice is about to be thrown out a window, apparently.
The window. The second story window.
You people could go out of the building, go across the street into another building, which I do not have a map for, alas, and try to get at the thing from there. But no, you're going to jump all the way across. You're going to fling
Sen across. Conversely.
You can make telekinesis other by 7.
And I understand that canonically in game, I recently had a crit fail, but also I made that by 7.
Sen does not land in a cool and acrobatic fashion.
Sen misses acrobatics by 3.
Who says okay, Sen lands?
There's a small ledge on the building that you could cling to. You'd rather generally not cling to, except people are all force users.
Here is my proposed yes and. The idea was Ran moves Sen over to that ledge and Sen grabs on for additional stabilization because Ran knows that right now his telekinesis other is a little shaky.
Uh-huh.
Ran manages to get Sen over there, but with whatever penalty that you would imply, assuming that he still makes the roll, it's not lined up quite perfectly. So Sen goes to reach over and the ledge is not staying still. Well, this is not true. The ledge is staying perfectly still. Sen is not staying still because Ran is a little shaky. So we see...
Bubble.
We see a little flailing happening because...
This is undignified.
Yes, some very undignified flailing in the same way that one would see Indiana Jones flailing in a more comedic scene in one of the two movies that they made.
May I interrupt real quick to ask a favor?
Of course.
Sen, would you roll something else for me, please? Just anything else?
Sure. Ah, see if we fix the rolling.
I will roll a d12.
I saw that.
A 7.
Fascinating. That's the first roll from you I've seen without having to reload my page.
Is it
a roll of skill?
I saw the dice.
Interesting.
I did not see the roll.
Crash?
Yeah.
Go to configure settings. I think it's configure settings. Go to dice so nice and 3D dice settings.
Yes.
In there, go to special effects and turn off show other players special effects.
Ooh.
And then reload the page.
Have we found the solution?
Oh, I know what. I guess I know what the issue is. I have animation outline for when it gets a 1 or a 6.
But even then, other players have added animations to some of their dice rolls.
Yeah.
So it's not just that. However, if that disabling thing fixes the issue, then we can leave the rest of it officially labeled as not our problem anymore.
Yeah.
Are you reloaded?
Yes.
Sen, would you try one more time, please?
Yes. And I will...
No, that was a 1 and a 6.
I appreciate the skill you rolled was cooking. So while you are flailing around, you pull out a small
recipe,
a propane burner,
so that no one would think it was a role for anything I was doing right now.
I mean, that's fair.
I mean, some MREs are self-cooking. So you pull out an MRE and grab the pull tab and yoink.
I mean, you succeeded. It was a successful role.
Just anyway, made it.
I happened to notice the error in the browser console when Sen rolled acrobatics up there. And ever since I turned off player animations, I can see EO's rolls just fine.
Useful.
Get yourself a friend with programming knowledge.
This has been this episode's instance of fighting with Foundry and winning.
I fought the Foundry and the Foundry didn't win.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we all win. We all win. Because now it's doing good things. After a bit of bobbing up and down and grabbing hold and waving your Leku around in a extremely undignified way that no one should ever mention this again.
Sen may or may not be sideways.
Somewhat diagonal, really. But hey, it's you can work with this.
Sorry.
You have access to the camera. Yes.
Told you I was shaky.
There are probably children who are sort of peering around the corners of buildings because there's a lot of apartments in this area.
I'm going to spend a point of fatigue to make myself better at rolling mechanical aptitude.
Okay.
Hello? Mechanical aptitude? Okay.
Just made it.
Wow. I see your dice. And also, that was a 15.
5, 5, 5.
That was a 5 and a 5 and a 5.
Yes.
What kind of intervention is that?
Hail Eris! All hail Discordia!
Oh, no. I don't think this is going to boost my L-Ops at all.
I will give you a +1 on boosting L-Ops because it should count for something. Missed by one. You could get into this thing. You're not even sure there's a camera left in this thing anymore. There's enough weird rewiring and this looks like maybe somebody else's spy cam next to that lens and... What the crif has been going on in this thing?
So, the main camera is not really there, but somebody left a spy cam?
Maybe. You're not sure that it's even hooked up anymore.
Actually, like I can't see that. This is Sen's boat.
You know what? I'm going to take this whole thing off and bring it back and hand it to Antuk. So, like, a... dejected puppy.
I'm sorry, that imagery. Do I need to roll to bring Sen back through the window to refenestrate?
Yes, refenestrate.
All right, prepare for refenestration. Let's hope that I do not miss the window.
Made by 12.
I do not miss the window.
You are getting your mojo back, Sen. Lands is set down reasonably well, possibly while little kids were pointing and whatnot at the street corners, and presents the thing as stated.
Why, Senoni, you bring me the loveliest gifts.
I'm sure it's lovely to someone.
It's wit. It's a sort of squared off casing. You have made your psychometry roll by 7. There have been so many people touching this thing. Like, why? Why does everyone touch this particular camera? Is it because all the others were removed, but this one people might actually notice it was gone, so they decided to touch it? There's most recently, however, a red-haired man was touching it and prodding around in it and closing it back up again. In the past, there have been Sith touching it. There have been people with aggressively nondescript faces touching it and putting things in and taking things out and cutting things. There have been children somehow touching it. How did they get up there? What were they doing up there? why did their parents let them do this? There have been the occasional maintenance droids. Those are fairly far back in its history of being touched. But if this camera casing and electronics within were a location, it would be like Grand Central Station or with all the trains and such.
Rand, dear, please do not take me literally when I say the next thing I'm about to say. I am going to go out on a limb and suggest that this camera has not recorded what it was intended to record for a long time.
Possibly years.
There have been a long sequence of people modifying this camera so that it won't record what it's intended to record, and in the process, undoing the modification of the previous person who did not want it to record what it was intended to record. So if you find its storage, you will likely find several years of, well, a 30-second clip of rain.
So,
just different 30-second clips of rain.
I'm feeling like buying spy cameras would be easier than trying to fix this thing.
Yes. Also, I need all of the hand sanitizer.
It's so crappy. Is there moss growing on the underside of it?
It's okay. The rain washed off all the germs, I'm sure.
You're pretty sure there's moss in there.
Good clean moss.
I'm going to go raid that bathroom for paper towels.
You might need to clean the paper towels first.
You did find a fresher. It actually says fresher on the door. I forgot to note. There's a droid in there that is, you know, moving around, cleaning the sinks, etc.
Offering a spritz of cologne.
I'm just going to wipe my hands on the curtains that are hanging out the window.
Do they get cleaner or worse?
The curtains are not as dusty as they could be. They probably
have reproduction. The reproduction rayon, dear. I'm just trying to get the dirt off my hands.
Zen comes back with a lot of with paper towels.
The reproduction space rayon or spray on.
Yes.
Respray on. Respray on. They're reproduction. So respray on. New bread name.
Which would imply that could not actually tie them together to jump out the window.
It depends on how well you make your knots. It depends on how well you make your knots.
This rule is
and
not.
And thank you, sir.
Rand ties his knots very well.
Yes, with telekinesis other.
Well, if they were spray on, they'd be part of the wall. That would only tie the wall into a knot.
Please don't.
I said it wasn't canon. I did leave it there.
Good. Glad to know.
My cat wants my attention.
That's all right. Percy has come up here to sneeze at me. Percy, I am concerned about you. I'm calling the vet on Tuesday. The crib is up with you.
Well, right. Camera's a bust. We have a bunch of data pads. The youth that we were asked to look for is not currently here. Who would like to carve a message into the wall, or has a better idea than carving a message into the wall that this Janth person will also be able to read?
I like the other one better.
The traffic outside is horrendous. Don't they have speed cameras? Asked and answered. Every speed camera just that's in this vicinity just keeps reading a number that is 5 miles under the speed limit. And it keeps getting hacked to that by the previous, by the next person who hacks it. They go in, see that the number is already in there for them, and they just press the enter key.
So I feel like the problem here is we've already completely tossed the place. One of them got away and is definitely going to, like, warn the other guy. And so not tipping off Genth Crush is not really an option to begin with.
Oh, Genth Crush is definitely going to know we were here. Definitely going to know that we went through things. Definitely going to know that we took a bunch of people with us. And
definitely going to know that we took several doors off the wall.
I'm particularly proud of that myself, actually. But as the player smiles as he says it. But what I'm not as keen about is letting Genth Crush know that were also, you know, trying to get in touch with one of the few people he has left and tell them to join up with a bunch of other people who are currently enjoying pizza. After all, we didn't invite Jen.
Here's the thing. Got an idea. Maybe, given that any message we leave is going to get seen by Jenth Krash, we should leave a message for Jenth Krash. Tell him that if he brings the kid, we'll give him back the data, and nobody will get arrested.
Interesting idea. And Tuxa, your thoughts? As the GM continues to play with the mouse.
Going to grab that mouse droid.
Did Sen just go to catch a mouse droid?
Yes. Give me a dex roll. Just for fun.
I have this mental image of Sen pouncing like a cat on the mouse droid. But
I
no,
think
that's
I will
telekinesis
not give you a dex roll. Oh, you'll give a telekinesis roll. The mouse droid hovers in the air being a mouse droid.
The wheels keep spinning up and down as it tries to gain traction on nothing.
Pretty much.
I am caught by the paranoid concern that this thing is recording us somehow, and therefore I'm going to start opening it up.
It squeaks it.
The only thing that bothers the player about this is based on the fact that in Star Wars, a mouse droid turns and flees when Chewbacca growls. There's some level of sentience in that thing.
Potentially. Many droids are, they have a great deal of programming. They may even be sapient without necessarily being sentient in certain weird ways. It depends on how long they've been allowed to run without defragging their memory.
Mouse droids don't tend to be very smart, though.
True.
Not every droid is R2-D2.
Correct.
They're called mouse droids because they have little mouse brains. Not, like, literally. That would be...
Gross. That would be biotics.
Yeah.
Okay. Biotic strikes again.
And Tuxa grins. For grins and Tuxa. To a tabbed sheet mode so I can look at character's feet. I believe that you have which one is that? Disturbance detecting. Made by two. They both work. You get to see your rolls. You are detecting a disturbance in the force as of someone seething in anger, approaching from, well, basically where the bus stop was, honestly. Sen, you're taking apart the mouse droid. Give me a roll. I'll cut back to Antuxa.
I don't suppose that looking for recording devices would be LOP security.
Sure.
Oh, good.
You break the fourth wall and see I have OBS running.
Made by three. It looks like it's only got its normal recording going on, which is primarily on where it's vacuuming. And Tuxa has gone invisible. The mouse droid does have onboard recognition of audio because you can tell a mouse droid to get out of here, get out of my way, or go home. You know, they will frequently take voice commands.
And they
no
can have small conversations with other mouse droids about beep, mouse beep, droid beep, things. Beep, like, I beep, swept beep, I swept up an interesting bunch of dust the other day. This is the dust story again. You always tell me the dust story.
The other day was 3 years ago.
My internal chronometer has been broken for 2 weeks, and you know that. 3 years. It's been broken for 3 years.
And it does appear that perhaps the onboard audio has been recording instead of just processing and deleting. You think maybe it's
delete?
Can you delete? You want to delete it? Sure.
Actually, no. What were you saying?
It might have It might be capable of transmitting it, but if it does, it would be to someplace very close. It's probably just recording to be offloaded later, or overwritten if it gets too much. Antuxa!
Help out its droid brain?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put that in my backpack, too. Actually, wait, Ran has that. I'm going to go over to Ran and...
I have the backpack open and waiting.
Antuxa, you've turned invisible. You're heading places?
I am about to turn invisible.
Okay.
I have not yet. I was making a roll in preparation.
Your roll succeeds by 3, so whenever you turn invisible, you may do so.
Sen, Ran, we're about to make a new friend. And then I'll turn invisible.
I'm going to grab back the bag and try to hand it to where Antuxa was.
I will take the bag.
The bag is now invisible.
Someone who should be holding that who isn't like the person that they can see. So that the blackmail exists.
Yes, I understand.
Yes, we understand.
Great. Don't have to explain myself.
We both try to go through the door at the same time. Get stuck.
As soon as you held it out to me, I understood what you were doing.
Great. Right. Thanks. Sorry.
And the map is changing. Loading. 100%. Or is that... There we go.
Activate to the ground floor. And just a moment while I make a whole bunch of people who are no longer here, one moment, I'm going to move a few people through walls, and then I'm going to vanish all the kids' map.
Canonically... They're on a bus that cannot go below 20 miles per hour. Wait, no, wrong bus.
Okay, you are all down in the room here, and Antuxa should put a stealth thing, or we'll just remember Antuxa is visible.
Is the young lady out there on the other side of the door canon?
No, I just noticed her. She was off my map. Okay, where am I? Where'd you go? There you are. Is that about right? No, you're tiny. Why is your... Oh, because those are kind of tiny, aren't they?
Why does this say that I'm invisible? I am not.
Because you were invisible last time. Yes. Last time you were on the map, you were invisible. I should make this a somewhat larger and token. Or maybe I shouldn't scroll out so far. I made this a very big map. Maybe that was wrong. Okay, token there. Now someone is more visible. Okay. You're all down in the... A current place where all the stairs go down. Door is still open, unless you people closed it. The children have all gone. The bus is all gone.
All the kids are gone. And the sky is gray.
And raining. It's just
that... I went for a walk. On the Egg-giving day.
It's Fealty Day. Eggsgiving was 2 days ago.
Fair. The kids.
Is there an overhang outside?
A very small one.
Small enough for me?
Yeah, you could fit under it. You're going to get a little damp.
Okay, I'm going to hang out over here.
All right.
There's a tabaxi rogue whining.
Next to the toy that doesn't exist.
Next to the toy that doesn't exist. That's right, you picked that toy up already. I should banish the toy. There.
Half a moment, and I will move myself.
Okay, make sure I have made everyone invisible who needs to be invisible.
Ran does not say out loud, but think, you know, when we're told we're gonna make a new friend, they could at least be punctual.
You people should probably make your own detecting disturbances rolls. Oh, yes, we should take 5. Just after these rolls.
After these detect disturbances rolls.
Ran, give me yours.
Single won't track. What do I roll Rand, for?
Give me one for you.
Serpent.
Perception. Or if you have the skill, then it would be a force skill.
I do Where not have that force skill.
Give me a per roll then.
All right. By 2. We've made our rolls. And now we pause.
Let's take a break. Now we pause.
We are unpaused. And perhaps we are prepared for the angry. I know nothing of the angry. I was told that a friend would appear. If the friend happens to be an angry friend, then I will calm them down by rocking them gently, perhaps into that wall.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to roll for you. Forgot I had you targeted.
It's okay. It said Beth privately rolled some dice.
Oh, it doesn't matter whether I have somebody targeted or not. That's good to know.
It's a GM roll. And I like this setup better. I wrote this in Discord, but...
disturbance detection by 4. What is Antuxa piloting?
I wasn't seeing the question mark dice, so I wanted to see if I could see my own dice.
Okay, that makes sense.
There are things that you could pilot in here. I've not turned them into actual...
Rand could grab those with telekinesis other and move them around like a small child moves, like, Hot Wheels cars.
Yeah.
I mean, you sort of levitate things on your own, yep.
And then use them to hit whatever is angry at speed, if necessary.
Sen, you are detecting someone is using the Force and being angry. Ran, you're detecting sort of a untargeted danger, something. It's Force use. Someone with Force powers is very angry and is around here somewhere.
I know this music. Let's change the beats.
Boots and pants.
I'm not entirely sure that we're on the right side of the building.
The main street is, in fact, on the south side of the building. So if someone is coming up from...
Oh, when you said the bus stop, I thought you meant the most recent bus.
The most recent bus did not stop in front of the...
Did not stop at the bus stop.
Right. Sorry. The Drummond Kos bus that has a route back where you people landed with your air taxi, because you basically Ran. Followed the bus Ran. Route very quickly.
Yeah, Ran, it kept moving out in front.
It kept moving me. It stuck.
Ran has decided to go around the corner as someone approaches a middling young blonde woman wearing black with some red patches on the shoulder, being followed by a somewhat nervous droid, comes stomping up. She looks to be looking around as if to determine if she can find her next target, something.
I like her already.
This could prove to be a great number of things, but boring is not one of them.
Sen will approach a little bit, just enough to not be backed into an alley.
Ran is going to stand where he could very quickly grab something from inside this hangar bay door or whatever, if necessary. Oh, it is closed. Well,
you might have to open it.
That can be changed if necessary, but he's not going to tip his hand quite yet. The first thing he could throw would be the door.
Indeed. The woman looks around and points at Sen and says, "You, Twi'lek!" She pauses suddenly. Are those apprentice robes?
Yeah. Sorry. That's completely derailed your sentence.
Where are the little creatures who stole my holocrons?
There is a criminal element around here. I am sure that they have it. I was told by several people.
They stole from you as well. Fascinating.
Oh, that's why you're here.
Yeah. We were breaking up the junior crime ring, and also the not junior crime ring that was making the junior crime ring do it.
I could have been breaking things up. Have you found any holes?
Nope. But we can go back and look again.
We didn't check every room.
Yeah, we were kind of looking for the honey brandy.
Yes.
Oh, they took honey brandy as well. Of course they did.
Yes, that was meant to be a gift, in fact.
So are mine! I have until tonight to get the holocrons for my liege.
I have a suspicion that our plots are running parallel to each other.
I'm kind of worried that the holocrons might be with the person who was behind the junior crime ring and the not-so-junior crime ring.
Out of curiosity, who... She said liege, right?
She said liege.
Okay.
So liege is basically the person...
I'm assuming basically a lord, not a Darth, then.
She's not dressed like an apprentice herself. It could be a senior lord. It is equally possible to be a Darth.
Okay.
It is
this
the
is
person
the player's ignorance in particular.
That's fine. No, that's fine. That's Liege can frequently refer to a master. It can also refer to the Darth, technically, who is your former master's liege. Yeah.
Out of curiosity,
it's one of these.
Who's your liege?
My liege just is Darth Altare in ancient knowledge. She's very important.
I'm sure she
is. Excuse me while I mute myself to lose.
Yes, yes, Io, I stole that. I stole that
you
entirely.
You stole my NPC.
Do you mind?
No, I don't mind.
Okay, yes, I'm stealing your NPCs. I needed a name. I thought it would be funnier this way.
Is this the equivalent of us in Plus Ultra running into Monty?
Yes. It took a history, ancient knowledge.
Yes. Rolling that as sort of a like general ancient knowledge.
Darth Altare is
knowledge
is
of members
a,
of the sphere of ancient knowledge.
Yeah, I figure that yes, Darth Altare is one of the people whose names you would know. She is a very she's a pureblood Sith too, and is one of those people who is not overtly political and is therefore intensely political and very competent, and your parents think well of her. She is probably not their liege, but they would hop to her sphere if she asked. Yes, you have a drawing of her somewhere. Yes.
I am.
You has a drawing.
I am quite relieved that you are from ancient knowledge. For a moment, I almost feared that you were from mysteries. And, well...
Don't even say that!
Yes.
Apprentice.
I'm much happier that you are from ancient knowledge.
So am I. Mysteries is the worst.
And they set up in swamps, my lord.
They set up in swamps. Of course they set up in swamps. Of course they do that, because then it's all icky and no one wants to look at what they're doing, and they probably should.
And then logistics sends
set up
us
in swamps
to the swamp.
And invade taxes.
Yes.
Oh, is that? I gather that their budget is a mystery too.
You don't know the half of the forms that they do hand.
Ugh.
We had to repossess the back taxes in weird artifacts.
Do you still have any of the weird artifacts?
You'd have to ask my master, my lord.
Who's your master?
Darth Chardonnay, of course.
She jumps.
Yep. Sen also, mostly for show.
Does
she jumps.
Jump.
She looks around. Antuxa, are you visible again?
Yes.
Acting is IQ minus 5?
And how?
Yes, acting is IQ minus 5 if you don't have it.
Oh, Ran will never get acting. Ran jumps. He doesn't want to. It is not for show.
And how is my dear Auntie Altera?
She gives a little bow that probably you should not have from a lord to an apprentice, but then Antux is not currently wrestling, so, you know. Well, hopefully she is not going to throw an egg at me. Although, if I can't get the gift, I'm going to be, I don't know, asking if you can spare a couple bottles of honey brandy, I suppose.
Well, let's see what we can find inside. You know, I used to play in her paddling pool. Don't go in there, she said. That's for washing artifacts, she said. But what can you do when you're 3?
Get very wet, perhaps, my lord.
Ran has no knowledge of the chewing on a lightsaber story, so Ran does not mutter that under his breath that that's what you do when you're 3.
And meanwhile, Io is absolutely losing it.
Well, the entrance is around back. Shall we? I believe we've cleared the place out. Well, of people, anyway.
You'll find
let's go. Let us go toss the place. The droid follows along with certain, you know, yes, master, you know, yes, sir, etc. things, because it's a droid.
If you prefer literally, that might be arrangeable.
Literally tossing the entire place. No. things might
Well, break. It wouldn't be all in one go.
You There's look the for the statues, but first. I think Antuxa said that those don't have actual historical value because they're replicas.
Oh, you'll laugh when you see them.
Oh, well, I definitely have to go see this. I'd like to have something to laugh at, because if I don't have those holocrons that the Gossip Network has probably already promised to her, she may know about. She may know they're supposed to be here.
If the player remembers correctly, which is why I'm not saying it in my character voice, we were told that all the really valuable stuff was kept on the second floor, correct?
Correct.
Well, then Rand will reiterate what we've been told.
Oh, lovely. Let's go to the second floor. Switch to the second.
You're the one who controls the map.
Yep. I control the map. I control the horizontal. I control the...
Yes, but we're in a hex map. So do you control the diagonal?
Beep, 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 beep. Yes. I can make them go diagonally.
Rand, darling, you know, there is one door we haven't opened.
Oh, well, that would be a shame. I'm such a completionist.
You haven't found them in the other rooms, then? You'd know them. Their power?
No, I haven't sensed anything, and I haven't seen anything. But you never know.
Also, once the honey brandy was located, we did stop checking every crate.
Then, detecting disturbances, what are you, made by five, what are you attempting to detect?
Sen is probably fruitlessly going, holocrons? Holocrons?
You are mostly detecting that this person is, shall we say, well, her eyes are glowing red. She has a lot of anger. She's managing it quite well, thank you. It's right here and ready for use. Rand, detect lies. What are you detecting?
There was talk among more than one person that was very interested in getting away from us, that they were perhaps following the orders of, and the player is trying to remember properly, someone force sensitive, if not a Darth, then a Lord. So
indeed. The name Lord Rayum was mentioned at least once.
Yeah.
Yes. So this person has shown up making claims, which, if valid, means, oh, kindred spirit. I was incredibly upset as well. This is wonderful. However, if I was trying to get on someone's good side, I would show up with a story similar to theirs. So they think, ah, kindred spirit.
I love your paranoia.
Well, I have been playing in this campaign for about a year now.
Well, she seems to have the sort of anger and muted panicitude that would, you sort of know that emotional state of where is the gift? It is supposed to be here, because while it was not precisely yours, it is your immediate boss's with the honey brandy.
Yeah.
That well, feels similar.
Also, Ren was kind of hoping for an excuse to open this last door. So he's okay with it either way.
Elkany's other by 14. You're not even bothering to try to unlock the thing.
Look.
Which direction do you open it?
That lock is a suggestion.
Are you yoinking or yeeting?
I'm going to pull it forward just enough to make it free of the doorway, and then slide it over to the side and lean it against the wall. Because I don't want to accidentally smack someone from Ancient Mysteries, especially when Antuxa is here to see it. I don't want Antuxa to be embarrassed. This is a social occasion. I don't understand social occasions, but Antuxa does. So I'm trying to be on my best behavior. After you.
Oh, look, more doors.
Oh, goody.
It's another hallway. It does not have any doors that seem to be labeled fresher. These doors are not... Well, that one's not locked. Huh. Some people have been forgetting to lock their doors, apparently. Oh, well.
Besides, and behind the store is more doors.
Mm-hmm. There's a room with a bunch of... couple of desks, some... benches. There's another door at the north end of it. There's a empty room with a couple windows and a desk and a fancy chair set between the windows to be very dramatic. And the carpet, if any of you were looking does not look like it is vacuumed nearly as frequently as one out there in the prior little segment.
Where's a working mouse droid?
How many people are working here?
Are working or were working? Interesting question.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to check the desks.
The desks have a few ancient candies in this one, some office supplies. It looks pretty cleared out. Brand has found another locked door.
The dice agree that I am not finding anything.
Antuxa?
Antuxa is wandering around.
There's three fancy doors and one metal one, basically. Antuxa has found...
Egg chairs.
Egg chairs, indeed.
How festive.
Rather thematically appropriate, if just a tiny little bit late.
It's another place with a desk.
We could always throw the egg chairs at, what was his name? Janth Kresh?
Who is Janth Kresh? Indeed, that one is
locked. I rolled telekinesis other and made it by 13 for the door that I'm in front of. Is the door still there?
The door is... Where did you want the door to be?
I'm repeating what I did before.
Okay, it's an office.
Anyone can do something once. Repeating an action shows skill.
It's an office. It's one of the ones that has... It's like a secretary office. It has some old flimsies on the table and benches and chairs and a bookshelf and another metal door that is actually left open that leads into an office that has one of those large sort of, if an oval had angles, ancient data pads.
Data pads are coming with me.
Okay. Antuxa, you missed your dex. What terrible thing happened?
I did not pick the lock.
Ah.
Having as I do no lockpicks and no training.
I have lockpicks and no training.
I think your lockpicks probably include the electronic lockpicks that are used in security stuff. So
my character sheet says both.
Yeah. Oh, you have both. Yeah. All right, then. I guess it's just part of the package that you got.
Yeah, you gave me regular lockpicks and you gave me electronic lockpicks. One's right above the other. But what you did not give me was an ability to use either. You gave me force entry, which is different from lockpicking.
I figured that the lockpicks came in a set.
I bought them thinking that one day I would teach myself to use them. And how I taught myself to use them was I smacked a few into a lock once and then kicked it open. But now I have found a more civilized method for opening doors. Which is to say, I made this one by 10. And that was with 2 fives. There were 2 fives in there, and I still made it by 10.
The door is dealt with as you desire. Oh, look, it's another office with... This one has a lot of bookshelves, actually. The secretary office. There's another door to the side.
I'm beginning to fear that this search is going to be anticlimactic, which is a shame. After all, I'd like for everyone to leave with the things that they expected to come with.
That would be nice. Fine. I will attempt to detect something. Nope. You are failing your meditate, honey. Antuxa, force sense. Antuxa, detecting disturbances. You are detecting a very angry person in the hallway attempting to stretch out her senses to try to find and mostly failing. Probably because her anger management is more anger than managed.
Oh, I know this one. I think I found her.
Well, there's a lot of books in here.
As we all just keep hitting dice, maybe something will work. I made a search roll by 1. Sen made a search by exact.
What you are finding is, we'll just go with everything here, a lot of old thing, and not the kind of old that's necessarily valuable. There's some flimsies on the desk that are notes about a meeting. Get reports of Moth Inn. Find source for blaster power cells. A doodle of someone shooting a hut.
Oh, well, let me examine this one.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a fan of the composition. The subject matter is fantastic, but the composition, too much negative
shoved
space.
Shoved in behind some of the data pads and books, treatises on tactics, charts of planet systems, hyperlanes, some amazingly trashy comics that appear to depict a secretary being by a handsome Sith Lord.
There was a lot of cutting out there, and I'm not sure that I want you to repeat it.
Wooed, courted, flowers.
It's a comic version of a Harlequin romance novel.
Yes, in the large one with all of the largest stuff, there's, oh, look, basic and intermediate instruction books on rituals, Rituals 101, Introduction to Basic Bindings, An Apprentice's Guide to Sith Runes, etc. Looks like someone from Knowledge or maybe Mysteries was in there at some point. It's a little less dusty than the other rooms. That corner office there. You are not finding holocrons. You are finding things that look like they were left behind at least months ago. Maybe weeks for... It's hard to tell.
Okay, I'm kind of surprised that whatever Sith had this office didn't take their book.
It sounds like they're like first semester Sith apprentice level book rather than Darth or Lord book.
Yeah, but that's not a good reason to just leave your old textbooks.
Well, they were behind two locked doors.
I had intended to interact with her when...
Oh, okay.
There was a break in the conversation, but no, don't worry about it.
No, I will just drag her back. She is there for interacting. Her anger is getting away from her. Anyway, they have tossed the place and that's what's been found.
My dear, may I make an observation?
Yes, of course.
You seem to be overwhelmed by your fear and anger. And I have found that they are much more useful if you can put them to your own ends, rather than allowing them to occupy your mind.
I would...
May I offer some assistance?
Possibly. I would be most pleased, considering that there are currently no targets for electrocution right now, and I would hate to have to file the paperwork for unnecessary electrocution of the location.
Indeed. So, And Tuxa will go through a thing, a whole thing of acknowledge the anger and the fear, let it pass through you from your head to your feet. And it's much, much longer than this. But And then let it come back up to your head as purpose and determination. Not, you are angry that you do not have the holocrons, and you fear what will happen if you do not have the holocrons, but you have allowed it to go all the way through you and come back up, and you are angry at whoever took the holocrons, and you will make them fear you. And this drives your purpose and your determination and your calm. You must be outwardly calm, even as you seethe inside.
I shall attempt it. It was never... Being outwardly calm was rarely my master's preferences.
That does seem to be the case for many Sith.
If you weren't showing your power, then obviously be taken as weak. And that is why he is getting a gift certificate for pastries. He hates
them. Indeed. I tend to find that if you allow people to believe that you're weak, that exposes their own weaknesses.
I think that's sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Occasionally, if they think you're weak, then you waste time proving that you are not fit to be picked on.
Well, that's true. But typically, you only have to do that once.
Oh, you would be surprised. You would be surprised.
Well.
It does not appear to be in this side. Perhaps the perpetrators, in fact, had not managed to pick the lock in a way that would not be noticed.
Well, then, perhaps you would enjoy seeing the statues anyway.
Oh, I would, yes. Let us go see the statues.
While they're doing that, Ran is going to be in this storage room, and we didn't search everything in here.
Sen searched a lot, but if you want to make another...
Yeah, it's... Well, Ran isn't expecting to find holocrons. Ran is saying, well, we didn't check these crates, so I might as well open them just to be sure. It's always in the last place you look.
Mm-hmm. You are mostly finding things that you would expect to find in an office location. Well, it's where the droids keep stuff that people might need and things that broke.
And, oh, look, a whole fresh package of Post-it notes.
Yep. Meanwhile, the ancient knowledge people are laughing at the statues.
And this is what I'm doing while interactions are happening over there. Like whatever Sen might be doing.
Sen is laughing uncontrollably.
Sen is trailing along after Antuxa and the Lord who has still not introduced herself.
No one asked. No, she has forgotten to introduce herself. No one has asked.
Technically, we haven't told her our names either.
Yeah,
that's true.
Ran almost did.
I think I told her Ran's name.
That's fine.
Might have mentioned it.
Or at least I said it out loud.
Mm-hmm. She is possibly going to eventually get to the, where are my manners? I am Lord Navari of Ancient Knowledge. May I inquire?
Apprentice Sinone of Logistics, my lord.
A pleasure to meet you, and you are Darth Chardonnay's apprentice. Yes, I remember that. I remember you said that name. It's always a good idea to remember the names of Darths. My holocrons. I'm going to electrocute someone. I don't suppose you know where those children went. They could be questioned.
Oh, well, I would prefer they not be interrogated, but I do happen to know where they went, and in fact, they are in the possession of ancient knowledge as we speak.
Are they really? That would be such a delight. Oh, good. Oh, good. Perhaps a few questions about who has the whole...
Do be careful. One of them is the granddaughter of Lord Zeldai.
Ah, I don't know that name. What sphere?
The one you told us two sessions ago.
Biotics,
my lord.
Oh, well, yes. Ah, biotics. Really doesn't need for holocrons. Why? Why would someone take holocrons? Of course, they'd be holocrons.
They look valuable.
I have trekked through many places to get them. The most wretched, muddy, dank caves you can imagine, with moldering tombs. I could not get the smell out of my hair for weeks.
Why, that sounds somewhat like our recent adventures.
Oh, you have my extreme sympathy.
And you mine.
And a cacti, I'm sure.
Oh, there were some very thorny succulents down there as well.
Rand bristles, which is
the swamp tried to
relevant.
Eat us. I think that's worse than the cacti.
So did the house, actually.
Give me, Ran, you came in last. Give me a perception roll.
So help me if this floor wants to be dirt. I almost rolled telekinesis other again, on principle. The point is, I don't need to see it if I can throw it. I notice nothing. I almost bump into Sen on the way in.
I see. Actually, as you are passing through the door, you hear sounds as if someone had nearly tripped over something on the stairwell and gone thump. You know, you catch yourself on hands and knees because your foot slipped or whatnot. And it came from the direction of the stairwell. You may have failed your perception, but someone else has badly failed their stealth.
Rand stops mid-sentence and walks backwards out.
And Tuxa also hears something, yes, and goes invisible. Lord Navari goes blink, blink.
Apparently we have company, my lord.
Oh, do we? Well, would anyone like to make stealth rolls of their own? Well, you're invisible, Antuxa. You may be making some walking noises, but then it's not.
It is possible that my stealth roll is better than theirs. I want it on the record that is a possibility, but also failed by one.
What gets seen is a teenage boy basically hastily scrambling down the stairs to, well, the prior level. Ah, the fun of things that happen on the stairs.
Oh, Rand's got mixed opinions here.
I can't move my character now. Thanks.
On one hand, we don't really want him to get away. On the other hand, this might be the teen that we were supposed to look for. And not sure we should let him near this lord who would probably like to electrocute someone on principle.
You know, that's a good enough line that, and it's been a while. I don't want to run too late because school night for crash.
Actually,
we could end
no.
it right there.
This is Labor Day weekend. I have off tomorrow.
Oh, you're safe. Okay, well, in that case, we could end it on that wonderful cliffhanger. Do you want to risk the kid getting away, or do you want to risk some zap? Or we can keep going.
But also, if we let him get away, then he will never probably be reintroduced to his friends because he got away. And next time, we might not be here when Lord Zappy Zap, who is what I will refer to her as because I've forgotten her name. And you can tell me again, Navari. But I will forget it. I will Navari remember that.
There, I've updated the token. You can mouse over her now.
Actually, no. I cannot. But I still prefer to call her Lord Zappy Zap. Just like we filed.
I am perfectly happy to keep going.
Okay, well, people are happy to keep going.
The recording is almost 2 hours, but we can go a little bit longer and not have to worry about me getting up in the morning.
Just a wee bit.
Yes.
It'll shrink when you take out some of the banter.
Bold of you to assume I will take out any of the banter.
It's the silence he takes out.
Yes.
There
was a recent Pack Tactics episode that went live that was, I would say, 95% banter by volume.
Oh, I hope it wasn't too volume. I mean, that'd be loud.
I normalize it. Anyway, that was Rand's internal monologue. However, while he's having this monologue, he realizes that he has, in fact, yoinked this person to the top of the stairs already. Unless you rolled very well.
That's right. That's what I should be rolling. I should be rolling that, not the other. Yeah, okay, that's fair. He almost gets out of your visual range before you grab him.
I love the word almost.
There is that almost there. He yelps. He tries to grab the stair railing because, you know, there's stair railings. He makes extremely undignified, scream isn't quite the right word. But I mean, when you get yanked up in the air and you get surprised by this and you're kind of concerned about everything, you'd make loud noises too, right?
As he approaches me at the top of the stairs, I am going to have one finger to my lip in the universal gesture of shh.
Of shush.
Is Janth down there?
No! Lord Navari is coming around going, did I hear scream? Did I hear screaming?
So if he's not down there, where is he?
He stayed with Lord Ram. You're going to get in trouble. Lord Rahim you're going to get in trouble.
Lord Rahim. Do you know of a Lord Rahim? As I turn towards Lord Zappy Zap Navari.
I have never heard that title before in my life.
Well, we've heard it more than once today.
He's going to get in trouble, I think.
Yes.
I certainly hope so.
Given that he's been stealing from other Sith. And probably not paying his taxes. These people never pay their taxes.
And forcing people to do things under duress.
People including the granddaughter of a Sith. So yes.
What? She was telling the truth?
Turns out that brat.
She kept saying. Ah!
It's quite possible that she was.
Where's everybody else? What did you do with them?
We haven't done.
They're safe.
Yeah, we were more interested
but,
in
But Lord Ram's not
goods.
Getting him back.
Lord Ram's a jerk. Whatever. Okay, Antuxa is looking around. Not going to confront anyone. Okay. Antuxa, you are, while this is going on, going down invisibly. You're looking around. It does appear that there's no sign of other there. Would you care to do the, where is Four cents, I think, would be the appropriate one. Made by four. You are quite certain that as you prowl about, no one else is in this building, particularly near it, who could be called Lord anything, or even apprentice anything, or even acolyte anything, really.
Okay. I'll come back up the stairs then.
Okay.
So here's the thing. We are very interested in this Lord Rahim and Janth Kresh, most likely.
And my holocrons!
Getting their comeuppance, while certain misappropriated items are returned to their rightful owners so that they can be given to their new owners, who are, in this case, high-ranking individuals, if you catch my meaning. You would be a great asset if you could provide us with information about where this Lord Rayum happens to be. We'd love to meet.
Yeah, what? And you kill me right after?
We haven't killed anyone else today. I don't see why we'd start with you. Did you kidnap any children? Did you lie to them about how they'd be executed?
I mean, aren't we gonna be?
No.
I mean,
you're helping us find a criminal Sith Lord. Why would you get executed?
Because you'll say I was working with him.
There's working with, there's working for, and there's working under duress. I'm inclined to believe the third option, especially after what we've heard from the children. And you're
giving us evidence.
Navari says, why don't we just twist his mind a little bit and make him talk? It's been working all the way here.
Oh, now I get it.
Hmm?
Navari is me if I weren't good with people.
Possibly. Not consciously, but, well.
And Tuxa gazes through a mirror darkly.
A goatee is weird, though.
And raises an eyebrow at the fashion sense.
It looks like fairly standard lord clothes for a young lord.
Exactly. And Tuxa would definitely raise an eyebrow at that. Look at how Tuxa's currently dressed.
Okay, point. Very, the point. Point.
There is one person who is fashionable right now in this building.
And it is Antuxa. That is Antuxa.
And it's not the highest ranking one.
No.
Although red and black is a good combination. So far as color combinations go, that works.
Yeah, yeah.
Send is not step 5 feet away from me. I didn't say that out loud.
I think it's very funny that because Antuxa refuses to dress in the traditional apprentice robes, everyone assumes she's way higher ranking than she actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't roll detect lies if you don't actually open your mouth to correct them.
Exactly.
So we've got the good cop, the bad cop, and me.
The kid is looking extremely worried and sad and is possibly starting to cry.
Oh no. Don't do that.
It takes so long for them to recover when you make them blubber.
I don't know where he is. They didn't come with me. They wouldn't come with me. There was a warning on the comm.
Where were they when there was a warning on the comm?
The upper market in section Osk Alpha.
All right. So we're going to go there, okay?
Did they tell you to come here?
No! They told me not to!
And you did anyway.
My friends were here!
Well, your friends are now having pizza with my mother, so I don't see any reason for you not to do the same.
Navari. I can make him tell the truth for sure. Pizza. What's pizza?
What he's told us so far meshes with what we've gotten from everyone else we've talked to.
What does this Lord Rayum look like? I want to know who I'm going to electrocute. Ah, Sen, detect lies. The kid does not sound like he's lying.
He feels like he's being truthful.
Very, yeah. He's about to have a panic breakdown.
Hey. It's okay.
I'm going to set you down. Do you promise not to bolt?
I won't bolt. My lords, I won't bolt.
Okay, because you are understandably very upset right now, but at least 3/4 of the people around you right now have no interest in any harm coming to you. In truth, we engineered making sure no harm came to your friends. We are very interested in some righteous vengeance, but you are not the direction that we want to direct that wrath. I have already set him down while I'm saying.
We don't have any interest in taking it out on proxies when that's time we could be using to chase down Lord Ray.
So that was a very
Navari looks like she might argue, but
that was a very good question that Lord Navari asked. What does Lord Rayum look like? Perhaps we've seen him using a different monarch. And by we, Rayum totally means Antuxa.
He's
He's pure blood, and he's got dark hair, and he likes to wear a hood, and he's got a scar, and the eye tattoo streak. It's not a scar, but it looks like a scar.
Scars are interesting. Where is the scar?
He points at his cheek and, you know, sort of strafes down it. And took some.
Does this resemble anyone that I've seen?
Like at least two or three people.
Okay.
Just from that, you know, this could be like one of your distant cousins, even.
Sure.
5 years ago.
But I meant seen through psychometry in this building.
Ah, let's see. What have you been psychometrizing? There was a vague impression of one of the people who might have come in with the desk. Yes. Not someone who interacted very much. So it wasn't an intense, but yes, that could match one of the people. It could match one of the people from way further back as well. Unfortunately, had a very different body shape, but, you know, red, dark hair, scar, tattoos. That's like at least a third of the pureblood Sith population.
Yeah, that's fair.
5 years
and,
ago.
And, Jen's correct. He's the one with the red hair, right?
Uh-huh.
I thought as much.
I think he dyes it.
His hair is naturally orange.
The other one definitely dyes it. I don't know where he is right now.
The other one?
The one from Nar Shaddaa. Zarn.
Oh, yes. Is he the blonde?
Nah, he dyes his hair. Blonde Zalu. He's from Coruscant.
That would make sense.
Navari, what are all those foreigners doing here? Don't we have enough homegrown criminals? We don't need Republic criminals or Hutt criminals. We don't have any Hutts around, do we? Nasty, slimy things.
I mean, it might almost be nice. Something we could kill that no one would get mad at us about.
Oh, that's true. If there were a Hutt on Dromund Kaas, I bet we could kill it.
No one who matters would care about
it. I wouldn't care for very long.
There's that, too. But enough talk about that. You, young man, have given us some very interesting names that we will have to remember, that the player has already forgotten, and matches them to some description. I'd love to say that we'll know where to find you if we need more information, because that will mean that you are in a safe location. I cannot currently think of any safer location right now than with the rest of your friends. And hopefully they haven't finished all the pizza. I don't know how much was ordered.
They're really okay?
Well, I don't know how gentle the bus ride was. But they were okay when I last saw them.
And you're not gonna kill me?
Why ever would...
Because you're Sith, Navari. He has a point.
She does have a point.
But if Sith killed everyone they met, this planet would not be inhabited. Well, it would have one Sith on it, and that would be it.
But I don't kill people who aren't interesting to kill.
Oh, and Tuxa has made the logistics bureaucracy first missed by one and then made by three.
And Tuxa is attempting to requisition a cab.
Probably. After some annoying noises when the datapad locks up and she has to reboot, and Tuxa has now called a cab.
I called it! Well, technically, and Tuxa called it. And Tuxa called it.
Yes.
But I called that she was calling.
Navari. I don't suppose this boy knows where the holocrons are.
Oh, yes, darling. If you have any idea where those holocrons are, now would be the time to tell us.
What's a holocron?
It looks like an evil triangle.
It feels like an evil triangle, which is a weird thing to say, but if you've ever been near one, you would know exactly what I mean.
They were taken from the train station.
Glow blue or green, but if it's square and glows blue or green, it's really contraband.
I did not get Jedi crons.
They were taken from the train station along with the toys and the honey brandy, both of which we have recovered.
The
children decided to take with them.
Oh. Like a flat triangle or a triangle or like
pyramid.
Yeah, Lord Rayam took those.
Well, all right. Navari. Then we know where to look.
You kill him!
Anyway, I have summoned a cab for you, and it will take you directly to my mother's house, where you will also have this pizza, and rejoin your friends. I was going to say colleagues, but that didn't sound quite right.
That's what they said we're colleagues. That's what the firebrands say.
Oh, no. Your two friends were looking out for you and making sure that we knew you were going to come back so that we could deliver you to them.
They actually didn't want to leave without you.
Oh.
We've been keeping an eye out in case you did return. We were thinking of how to leave a message. Fortunately,
no, we don't did have the right to. Thing.
Navari goes, sigh. She's not going to get to zap this child.
You know, as much satisfaction as we'd get from providing retribution to Lord Rayum, I almost kind of want to just turn him over to the Darths we serve. They don't always get the opportunity to flex their muscles in that way. It would be educational.
I don't think Darth Artare would want to have some criminal petty lord unless he's very old.
Why? I don't
maybe
think
if he'd been
fully understood what I was saying.
Or maybe if he'd been pried out of a stasis chamber or something, or thawed out of carbonite. Then he might be interesting.
Somewhere in this universe, Drolrock shudders.
Yes.
Yeah.
And should.
and possibly seethe.
While this conversation is going on, Antosa is going to quietly escort the child downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
He's not sure whether he wants to run away from Antosa or cling to Antosa. He is kind of terrorized. This is way too deep.
Most certainly continuing this conversation in an attempt to be a distraction so that she's not focusing on this potential target moving further out of range.
Mm-hmm. That's probably a good thing.
To say, I'm kind of unwillingly almost impressed with Lord Rayum. He has managed to tick off people from three separate spheres, and maybe four if Laws and Justice starts hearing about any of this.
Yes, it's difficult to do that. You usually are deceased long before you get to the second sphere.
He's got my holocrons, and I need to find him. Are you sure that child... She leans over the railing to shout down. Are you sure that child doesn't know where he lives?
From what we've been able to gather...
Would you tell a small child where you live, my lord?
If the child were a servant!
Would you tell a small child where you lived if you knew possibly three different spheres of the Sith Empire would be coming for you? Should they find out where you are?
It would not be stealing holocrons!
Well, yes, you have already shown that you have far more critical thinking skills than Lord Rayum. It feels awkward to say that about a lord, it really does. But at the same time, he was stealing children.
And holocrons, and honey brandy, well, and who knows yes. what else.
Well, there is that. Point is, this is possibly the only safe time that I would ever be able to say such a thing about a lord.
There is that. And Tuxa is asking if do you need to fetch anything downstairs? No, the underwear isn't dry anyway.
Somewhere in the distance, a space hamster stirs. Not hamster. hedgehog. Space hedgehog.
Oh, dear.
That concerning. Is a deep reference.
That is a very deep reference. I'm not sure I get that one.
You might have been listening to that game, but that was before you joined. That was the campaign before you joined.
Yeah. All right. Let's put Jacob in a cab and.
Mm-hmm. This can be done. He will, in fact, explain to Antuxa that he doesn't know where Lord Rayum lives because Lord Rayum doesn't live here, unlike the rest of the firebrands who live here. Because Lord Rayum has his own people, some of them live here and sometimes, but most of them don't. And they were the gang that was here before. And he doesn't know where Lord Rayum is. Sorry, he's don't kill him.
Nobody's going to kill you.
She might.
Okay, once we get you away from here, nobody's going to kill you.
Okay.
My mother is a very pleasant woman. Say hello for me.
I will.
Enjoy the pizza.
Okay.
He is also going to be shown in Tux's baby photos.
Probably. As you get return up the stairs, I will fade out that. There is the, you're back. The boy's gone. All right. How are we going to kill Lord Rayum? And considering that's 9 o'clock, I think we should probably stop.
Oh, all right. Okay. I see how it is.
Uh-huh.
Well, and who has something they want to plug?
You? Do you have anything you would plug?
Well, I'm given to understand that my mother writes books and that you can find them at ElizabethMcCoy.com. And if you like her GMing, you should definitely buy her books.
Where you can actually see that I've edited out going and forgetting a word because that's the power of text.
I would be concerned if you edited in the ums.
I mean, sometimes for dialogue.
Well, yes, for dialogue, that's natural. I have that conversation with my students.
Mm-hmm.
From a script, I don't have any ums or uhs or stutters because I'm reading from a script. I always know what I'm going to say. Like when I say you can get all these podcasts from aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel, I had that written down. So I didn't have any ums in there. It just came out of my mouth. Like when I say you can follow us on the Fediverse at is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. It just works. I could even say you can become a Patreon patron and follow us at patreon.com/cogwheelgaming and help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons like Ellie, Shen Shen, Walter, Liv Droman, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. I am only able to do this because I wrote that criff down, which is also the only difference between messing around with things and science. So, writing things down is scientific.
I see someone watches Adam Savage's YouTube channel.
And bought his book. Yes.
I think that's about everything. So, thank you. Yes, I forgot to do the thank you all for playing. Thank you everyone for listening. Crash and Ellie and Eo. And let's see. What should I think about for next? Oh, right. I should make a roll. Danger sense is based off perception. Oh, that made it by one. Good night, everyone.
Oh, we saw that.
Yes, I made sure you could see that.
I didn't see it.
Until next time, this would be Beth saying, I sense a disturbance in the Force, as if three apprentices didn't kill someone.
Dun, dun, dun. Good night, everyone.
Of course we didn't kill him. He doesn't look anything like a cat.